Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased, true crime channel. We are often imitated, but never duplicated. First on the docket, no charges for Chad Daybell in Arizona. Second, lawlessness in California coming to a neighborhood near you. R. Kelly wants his trial continued. Wait till you hear the reason why. A very dangerous individual is on the loose in Georgia. What happened to Summer Wells? A follow-up on a very bad, bad man. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk. Thanks for watching. If you haven't done so already, please hit that subscribe button as well as that little bell so that you receive notifications of when we go live or put up new content. Let's get straight to the docket today. Breaking news. The Maricopa County Attorney's Office has reviewed the affidavit for an arrest warrant for Chad Daybell regarding conspiracy to commit first-degree murder charges regarding the death of Charles Vallow. The prosecutor's office decided to decline prosecution due to, quote, no reasonable likelihood of conviction. What does that mean? Any influence or involvement that Chad Daybell may have had over Lori Vallow, guess what? He's not going to be charged whatsoever, at least in Maricopa County there in Arizona. Needless to say, he's got his own troubles in Idaho, but at least this is one less problem for him. Now, what does that mean? I mean, they charged Lori Vallow. Why can't they charge Chad Daybell? There were text messages between the two of them at that time. Well, the prosecutor has to be able to prove a case beyond a reasonable doubt. At least they have to be able to believe they can do that ethically, all right? If they don't believe that they can file charges and prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt ethically at the time of filing of charges, they are ethically prohibited from doing so. Now, that doesn't mean if some evidence doesn't come forward that new charges couldn't be brought. However, as of this time, it's a no file. Case is basically closed against Chad Daybell in regards to the death of Charles Vallow, unless and if some new information comes about. I guess we'll all have to wait and see. Next on the docket, complete lawlessness in California. All right, take a look at this video. Now, let me give you some context. This is a picture of the Neiman Marcus store in San Francisco. The video is being taken from a shop owner across the street from Neiman Marcus. Well, the shop owner apparently became concerned because there was a smash and grab at their store just a few weeks prior. Now you may say to yourself, what is a smash and grab? Well, you walk in, you smash display cases, and you run out with everything in the display cases. Now, what did our young looters in California desire today from Neiman Marcus? Handbags, lots and lots of handbags. And apparently they got away with over $150,000 worth of handbags at Neiman Marcus. How did they do it? They walked right in. What did they do? They walked right out. They got into cars and drove away. There were security officers there, but all they were doing was taking photographs. The suspects all had their face covered, so no identification. We all know that's required to prove a case, right? They have to prove that it was the defendant. Here, faces are covered, makes it pretty difficult. Security officers can't do anything. The policy of most corporations today is have no interaction with anybody because you don't want to harm somebody and get sued. So they simply watched. Now, the Chamber of Commerce is becoming concerned that maybe things aren't safe in California. Now, I admit it's been a little while, right? The world has changed, but I was in San Francisco in January of 2020, right before the pandemic. And I'm telling you, the place has turned into an armpit. And it's sad because it is a beautiful city, but it's becoming like Denver. Homeless people everywhere, junkies, human feces everywhere. And now, even the head of the police union in San Francisco is basically saying there is no law here because there are no consequences whatsoever. And as we talked about last night when we went live on our Tuesday Night Live show, what did I say? There is no law if there are no consequences. Even if all of these individuals were arrested, they would more than likely be given a PR bond and they would be on their way off to yet another smash and grab. Now, yes, we don't want excessive penalties for crimes, but how do you stop something like this if there is no consequence? Many of the stores in San Francisco now close early. You used to be able to shop at this Neiman Marcus until 10 p.m. Now it's 6 p.m. because they were having too many thefts. I don't know what to say, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, yes, as a criminal defense attorney, it's great. You look like a great guy. You get great results. But as a member of the community, people need to start being shocked and outraged that nothing is being done. Let me know your opinions. Should people be able to loot, rape, and pillage with no consequences? Let me know in the comments below. Next on the docket, R. Kelly wants to delay his trial, which is coming up this summer. As you may recall, we brought you the story. R. Kelly retained a new attorney. That attorney's name was Devereaux Canik, and he filed a motion to continue. Why does he need more time to prepare? He states that because the detention centers are still under COVID restrictions, that he is not able to meet with R. Kelly and go over all of the discovery in the case. Now, Mr. Canik stated in his motion that he anticipated questions from the court. For example, when he took the case, you knew that there was a trial date set. You were asked that you could, in fact, take that date. He understood the scope of the work, but he states that he was restricted because of COVID, right? When a trial has been set and it has been delayed, there's been multiple attorneys, judges start to become very cautious that they believe a change of counsel is nothing but a delay tactic in the hopes that maybe something happens to the witnesses. Maybe they don't longer want to participate. They just fall off the face of the earth. Who knows? And we know that there's been some allegations of witness tampering in the R. Kelly case. So I can't imagine the judge is going to give a whole lot of credence to this attorney's case. Why? He already had a team of attorneys working on his case and he simply joined the team. I'm not sure he needs to be the only one that's going to try the case. But then the court has to balance, that's right, a defendant's right to counsel of his choosing. So the court has to weigh, right, the public's desire to have these matters resolved, as well as Mr. R. Kelly's right to have these matters resolved in a reasonable time under the Speedy Trial Act, but also weighing his right to counsel. Where does that come in? We'll see what the judge does. Maybe he gets a short continuance. However, I don't think the judge is going to be very happy. We'll let you know what happens. Now, there is a very dangerous man on the loose in Georgia right now. Now, this story broke over the weekend, but I wanted to wait for a little more information because it just sounded a little odd. And I wasn't sure what it is, but now it still seems a little odd and it sounds like a tragedy, but a very dangerous man is on the loose. So a golf professional by the name of Gene Siller was fatally shot Saturday at the Pine Tree Country Club in Kennesaw, Georgia. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly. Now what the police believe is that he was basically a random victim. I wouldn't say random in the sense because the police believe that he witnessed another crime taking place. That crime, perhaps the killing of two other men. That's right. the police believe that Siller was shot after seeing a crime involving the homicide suspect, who's still at large, like we mentioned, and the two other deceased men were found in the back of the truck at the scene. Now, detectives have learned that Siller happened upon a crime in progress involving the unknown suspect and the two deceased males that were found in the truck. It does not appear Siller was in any way targeted, but was rather killed because he witnessed the crime taking place. One of the deceased men has been identified as Paul Pearson. It was apparently his truck that was found in the bed of the truck. The other individual has not been identified as of yet. Both were deceased by a gunshot wound. Obviously, both of the men that were deceased had families, but they haven't provided much information as to their family situation. But Siller is survived by his wife and two children, aged 6 and 7. Complete random act of violence. It makes no sense, ladies and gentlemen, but it also shows that it can happen anywhere. You must be on the alert. You must be aware of your surroundings at all times. You just never know when something can happen. All right, let's take a quick recess before we talk about Summer Wells. Please go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up for a background subscription service. You'll be happy you did. If there's anyone out there you were ever curious about what was in their background, now is the time to do it. If you're going to get involved with somebody, now is the time to do it. When you go to crimetalksearch.com, you put in the name, literally millions of public records are searched, and a report is generated. And it's going to give you a report. If they have multiple social media accounts, you're going to find it. If they have multiple phone numbers, multiple email addresses, it's going to be found. And more importantly, you're going to get information regarding criminal history. Hopefully the person you're searching has none whatsoever. But if it's there, it's going to be found. You're going to get everything you'd want to know, whether you're going into business or whether you're going into a personal relationship. You're going to be able to find out the information you want to know. So go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up today. You'll be happy you did. All right, next on the docket, what happened to Summer Wells? Summer Wells is a 5-year-old girl who has gone missing. She's been missing since June 15th, and today marked the 3 weeks since she was reported missing from her Rogersville home after her mother said she left the girl with her three brothers, who the family said lost track of her. She hasn't been seen since. Agents and detectives from the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation are investigating some 840 tips. The police have to investigate every tip. So they're asking that if people have something more than just gossip or speculation, that they should call 1-800-TBI-FIND, F-I-N-D, and they will investigate those tips. But they don't want to be burdened by basically gossip where they have to go investigate this stuff. So hopefully everyone is using the police resources wisely. Now, the investigators did state that they were looking for a potential witness, and they're not stating this person is a person of suspect in any way, but they believe a 1990 maroon or red Toyota Tacoma with a full-size ladder rack and white buckets in the bed may have seen what took place. Now, there's various theories that why the 3-foot-tall young girl who only weighs 40 pounds was missing. She was last seen wearing gray pants, pink shirt, and may have been barefoot. She has a close-cropped blonde haircut, possibly shorter than what appears in this picture right here. The police say they're not really sure what to think about her disappearance, and they are investigating all possibilities. Now, the parents both have a criminal history. Apparently, the father maybe likes to drink, throw things, and when he was last contacted with the police when they were called to the property, he may have been intoxicated and had a gun. The parents are not suspects at this time. There's another theory that perhaps Summer was somehow lured from the property and was in fact taken by a third party. No one seems to know. The parents have had some issues, but apparently they've reconciled their differences. If anyone has any credible information, contact the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation at 1-800-TBI-FIND. find, F-I-N-D. These type of cases are always troubling. Hopefully, she's found safe, but as we all know, as more time goes by, the less likely that would actually be. So let's hope she winds up safe. Next on the docket, let's talk about a very bad, bad man. Of course, we will give him the presumption of innocence. And you may recall Keith Gibson. He was accused of basically walking into a Dunkin' Donuts store and shooting the clerk when she was beginning to start her shift. Well, it turns out Mr. Gibson has gone on a little bit of a brutal crime spree in Delaware, killing two people and hurting four others. And over the course of about 3 weeks, prosecutors say that he is also the suspect in multiple slayings committed in Pennsylvania earlier this year, including that of his 54-year-old mother. Mr. Gibson has been indicted now on 41 counts relating to his little crime spree in the state of Delaware. More to come in Pennsylvania. In Delaware, prosecutors say that Gibson allegedly shot and killed 28-year-old Leslie Ruiz Basio on May 15th during a robbery at the Metro T-Mobile store. He also stole her vehicle, according to the prosecutors. In the following month, prosecutors allege Gibson shot and killed 42-year-old Ronald Wright during a street robbery on June 5th. He also assaulted another victim during this incident. For 3 days after killing Wright, prosecutors said Gibson robbed and assaulted other victims. He's also charged with trying to kill one of those other victims. He was also arrested for a June 8th robbery at a Rite Aid. As stated, Gibson also has charges in Philadelphia, where police there believe that he shot and killed a 41-year-old woman in the head during a robbery as she opened up her Dunkin' Donuts store in North Philadelphia on June 5th. Of course, the police stated that they were investigating him in his role in four other killings, but apparently were unable to get enough evidence to establish probable cause for his arrest. And of course, we all know what he went on to do after that. All right, we first brought you the story of Mr. Gibson about a month ago regarding the Dunkin' Donuts store shop. Thank goodness he was apprehended. Make sure he gets a fair trial, and then he needs to go to prison probably for the rest of his life. It sounds like he is a cold-blooded killer. We'll see if the defense can come up with any sort of mitigation, perhaps mental health issues, who knows, but he is a dangerous man. I guess the big mistake Mr. Gibson made in this particular case is he didn't commit his crimes in New York or California, where he'd more than likely be released on a personal recognizance bond. Next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Today we have another duo. Please meet Davion Gilroy and Trachea Cohen, 23 and 25 respectively. They are being charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Now, what crime could they possibly have committed? What is the rationale for the alleged crime that they committed? That's right, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Well, wait till you hear this. Of all the food stories that we've covered, what were these two arguing with the manager at McDonald's that forced them to pull the gun and point it at the manager? That's right. They were complaining that the restaurant over-salted their fries. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is what the world has come to. Now, fortunately, no one was actually injured. Now, we won't dismiss the fact that the manager probably has a little bit of emotional shock, stress, and a little PTSD, and will probably be emotionally scarred forever when somebody points a gun at his head because the fries were allegedly over-salted. Thank God nobody was hurt. And we're only talking about Davion Gilroy and Trachea Cohen as our dumb criminal contestants. Dumb criminal contestants who are going to prison. Once again, what the hell is going on in the world, ladies and gentlemen? I think the world has lost their mind. I don't get it when we're pulling guns on people over fries. over salt on fries, to be more specific. And then we have people robbing and looting the Neiman Marcus store. I can tell you, the customers at Neiman Marcus aren't going to stand for that. They're not going to go somewhere if they don't feel safe. The streets need to be safe, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Thanks for watching Crime Talk. That's all we have for you today. We'll see you next time.